Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith. And oh, I'm so glad you are able to join me today. Welcome in Jesus' name. If you're a new listener, it's wonderful to have you with us. And I pray that you'll be blessed as I share the word of the Lord. Well, as I was seeking God for what He would have me share with you today, He directed me to the 12th chapter of Hebrews. And we're going to take some time going through those verses. But some of you listening to my voice right now are very weary and tired in your Christian walk. It seems you've really tried, and there's been hindrance after hindrance, and it seems like you're not going anywhere. Sometimes I use this expression, I felt like I was going nowhere at breakneck speed. Well, some of you feel like that. Some of you are weary, you're discouraged, you're trying to be faithful and carrying on, but you just really need a touch from the Lord. You need encouragement from the Holy Spirit. And that's why I'm on this broadcast. I want to share a message, what to do when your knees buckle. Some of you feel like your knees are ready to give way. We've all been in a place like that. You might be listening right now and you're on top of the mountain. Well, praise God. But beloved, remember those times you weren't. And at that times and at such times, we should remember those who are down in the valley, as Brother Glass used to say, down in the mully grubs. And I think even though that's a pretty descriptive word, it does describe well that place of tiredness and weariness and just a lack of vision. And there's just, you're about as low as a grasshopper's belly. That's another one of his Oklahoma phrases. Anyway, let's begin our time together by asking the Lord's blessings. Father, in Jesus' name, we praise you for the privilege of gathering together. Lord, you said wherever two or three would gather in your name, you would be there in the midst. And Lord, by faith, I believe that's not just physically together, but together in the Spirit. And so, Lord, there's a marvelous dynamic that can occur when your people's hearts are united with mine as we share the word of the Lord, because the Holy Spirit is then free to move, to touch, to strengthen them, just as you did, as is recorded in the pages of your word, when God's people were in unity and together, the power of the Holy Spirit fell. So, Father, I'm asking in the name of Jesus that the power of the Holy Spirit to regenerate, to restore, to heal, to deliver would be operative, and Lord, that you would make yourself so real to every single listener. Lord, many are just so weary. And Lord, you said if we would wait upon you, you would renew our strength, that we would mount up with wings as eagles. Lord, many are so tired and they don't have strength in themselves. But Lord, your word says, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. Sometimes, Lord, we feel in our weakness, in our infirmities, in our failings, in our lack, in our sin, Lord, that there's no help available. The enemy would make us feel that way. But Lord, you have provided victory. You've given all things that pertain to life and godliness through the triumph of Jesus Christ on the cross and through his resurrection. So Father, I claim that right now for every listener, regardless of whatever personal situation or conditions they're facing, Lord, you would cause them to triumph in Christ Jesus. For this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. And I release that to your beloved even now. And I thank you for it, Lord. Praise God. Well, as I've shared, beloved, sometimes in our Christian experience, we can experience a weariness of heart and mind that pervades our entire spiritual experience. And I've been there at times through the years. I've served the Lord for decades now, and there's times I've been so low, it's like I didn't even want to continue on. And we all can get into a place like that. And I think the more and more as we mature in the Lord, those times happen less and less because we learn to avail ourselves of the tools and the weapons God has given to us in His Word. Sometimes, even among the best of us, there's a dullness that sets in, and I don't care. Any preacher who's really honest would have to admit to that. You know, ever so slightly, there's a gradual drifting away from the Lord, from the fervor of our first love. Our moral strength, our spiritual strength is enfeebled little by little, and we just get plain tired. Well, God's Word marvelously describes this situation that we can find ourselves in. And not only does it describe it, better yet, it furthermore exhorts us to a remedy. It encourages us to perseverance and gives us a solution, a remedy for this spiritual malaise, if you will. Well, that's a $50 word, Sister Glass. Well, I love to share definitions. Words are just so wonderful. They portray so many different kinds of meanings. Malaise, that's M-A-L-A-I-S-E, means an indefinite feeling of debility or inability, if you will, or a lack of health, a vague sense of ill-being. Beloved, we can all feel that way. I mean, the Lord has been speaking very personally in my own life. I'm in a new place in the Lord, and some days there's such joy and excitement in walking with the Lord, with what He has for my day. And there's some days I wake up and it's like, what happened? And there's just that vague sense of ill-being, and I'm kind of searching my spirit and trying to define what it is that's going on. Well, sometimes, you know, we don't have explanations. Sometimes it's oppression of the enemy. Sometimes it's conditions in our body. We might be, maybe didn't get enough sleep. We've been under exceptional stress, whatever. But that's what malaise is. It's just not feeling quite yourself. And that might describe you. You might say, well, I'm not really down, Sister Glass, but, you know, I just don't feel as good as I think I should feel. Well, let's go to the Word of God. And as I said, I'm going to be sharing from Hebrews, the 12th chapter. And I want to read verses 1 through 2, and I trust these are familiar verses. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Well, I'm going to have to stop right here in the reading of that first verse. But whenever I read that or hear that, it always causes my soul to thrill, because the Word says very clearly, we have a cloud of witnesses around us. Those are the angels. And from what I've read of various accounts of people who have actually gone to heaven, there are times and situations where the Lord Himself will let those that are our departed loved ones that are in heaven, He'll give them brief glimpses to encourage their hearts in terms of how things are going down here with us. And of course, you know, if you've lost a loved one, a spouse, a child, that love, that relationship doesn't cease. It goes on forever and ever in Jesus. And they are all waiting for the time that we can join them. In fact, Jesus said, I'm going away to prepare a place for you. So I'm certain He's got not only His angels, He's got His saints that are with Him working to prepare, you know, doing the finishing touches on your mansion, if you will. Anyway, isn't that something to look forward to? So we have a cloud of witnesses watching us. Doesn't that make when you think about that, you know, sometimes when we're all alone, we might say things, do things, and, well, we think, well, we're by ourselves. Oh, well, yes, I know the Lord's with me. But just imagine if you had a group of people watching you. Would you say the same thing? Would you act that same way? Well, we may not be able to see that cloud of witnesses, but they're there and they're watching. So, let me just go on now to reading that first verse. We have this great cloud of witnesses, and the writer tells us to let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. I
love this 12th chapter of Hebrews. But what do we have so far? Paul is using, and most scholars agree this was Paul who wrote this book,
he uses imagery which at the time of his writing of this, it was very familiar to his readers, and he was making reference to the drama of the great national festivals of Greece. In fact, we still have them with us today, the Olympics, if you will. Those are a carry-on from those ancient times. And these were public games where there was very intense and severe discipline of the individual contestants. There was the intensity of the struggle and the competition. There were the rewards, and of course there were the crowd of spectators. And so Paul is likening my life and your life to a race in which we, the individual contestants, the children of God, are running in a race. And the course is lined on either side with spectators. And some are interested that we should reach the goal, others are not. The world looks on skeptically. The devil and his angels look to hinder and to place obstacles in our path to trip us up. Angels look on wonderingly. All the saints of ages past look on encouragingly, while God looks on lovingly. Praise God. Well, my time has gone, and I must bring this broadcast to a close, but I'm just getting into this subject, and if you need encouragement, I do hope you can join me tomorrow at this same time. Thank you so much for listening, and if you need prayer support, remember, God says there's power in agreeing prayer. So I extend an invitation, not just by rote or habit, but sincerely, that if you have been praying and you haven't been getting anywhere, try agreeing prayer. The announcer will give our contact information. Thank you so much for joining me. I look forward to receiving your letter. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.